This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Grammy Award-winning rapper Lil Durk is in federal custody Friday after being arrested overnight on federal murder-for-hire charges. According to media reports, the Chicago rapper is being held by the U.S. Marshals Service in Broward County, Florida. Five members of Lil Durk's rap group, Only the Family, were indicted in Los Angeles yesterday on federal charges in a plot to kill rapper Quando Rondo. Lil Durk was sued earlier this month over the fatal shooting of Chicago rapper FBG Duck in 2020. Some of Illinois' nearly 1.6 million student loan borrowers could get relief under rules proposed Friday by the Biden administration. The news comes as Republican attorneys general challenged the president's existing student debt relief initiatives in federal court. The U.S. Department of Education says the tentative rules would lead to debt cancellation for 8 million student loan borrowers across the country if those borrowers are facing financial hardship. The financial hardship could be a result of things like unexpected medical debt, high child care costs, and natural disasters. Meanwhile, a federal court is expected to rule soon on a Republican-led challenge to another of Biden's student loan relief efforts, the income-based SAVE plan. Families and staff at seven Acero charter schools are fighting to keep the schools open. Advocates spoke at a Chicago Board of Education meeting Thursday. They're demanding their private management keep the schools open or Chicago Public Schools take over their operations. About 2,000 kids attend the Acero schools that would close next year. The Chicago-based American Medical Association and the Illinois State Medical Society are suing a data analytics firm. According to the Tribune, the lawsuit alleges analytics firm MultiPlan is part of a price-fixing conspiracy with health insurance companies. The lawsuit filed Thursday says artificially low reimbursement rates for doctors hurts medical practices, which ultimately hurts patients. Weather for today, clouds and some light rain followed by afternoon sun, highs in the low 60s. Tonight, clear, on the cooler side, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as warm, highs in the 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.